Yeah, you know, I felt good, you know, coming back. But, like Coach Payton said, you know, something that we wanted to be smart about. It's a long season ahead. And I just wanted to make sure I was, you know, ready to, you know, went through the steps to come back. I wanted to do the process right. And that's what I did.
Terrence, they said they need to get you in football shape. Do you feel like that's going to be an extended process? Or?
No, I mean, that's, you know, why I'm out there, to get, you know, continue back in those football movements, doing those things. And that's the only way you do that is, you know, replicate those movements.
Just what was the procedure that you had, and were you hesitant at all to make that decision?
No, I wasn't hesitant to make the decision because, you know, like I said, it is a long season. I don't want to get into details about, you know, what I did have done, but I'm back. Thank God I'm back and moving forward.
How did it date back to the Pro Bowl? Was it the same issue that sidelined you for the Pro Bowl?
I mean, it's an issue that needed to be taken care of. That's all I'll say.
Is it something that had bothered you in previous years, though, or was it sort of a recent development?
Something that needed to be taken care of, yeah.
When your teammates, you know, your new family's out there, how much are you just itching to get out there? When the days you're waiting, it's a process, you got to get healthy, but just really wanting to be back out there with your team.
It's hard, you know. Anytime you see those guys putting that work out there, you know, that's where I want to be. And I'm just thankful that I get to be out there today. You appreciate, you know, the little things a lot more, you know, when you can't do them. And like I said, I'm thanking God that I'm out there and able to do this.
Jerry, since you're on the sideline watching the practice, are you mentally going through how it's all going to come together once you get in there? And once you were in there today, you kind of see things fitting a little better?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a process, a transition when you watch it on the sidelines. You know, you go through the mental checks and things like that. But when you're actually back there seeing it, you know, things move a little quicker. And that's the next phase of going through things and making the right calls and adjustments.
Did the injury come up at all with the Saints when you were meeting with them before you signed?
I don't want to get into that.
What's your expectation? Like, you feel like when you're a player of such notoriety and you're paid a lot of money, that there's extra pressure to get back on the field because of all the publicity that gets?
Do I feel there's pressure?
Yeah, to get back on the field based on the fact that they're paying you, you know, such a high wage. Or
no, I mean, when you're out there, you know what you need to do to get ready. I mean, if you rush yourself, you know, you don't do anybody any service rushing yourself and getting hurt again. So there's a balance that you need to, you know, a fine line you know you need to walk with that, making sure you're ready to go out there, you know, that you don't re-injure yourself.
How about just the pressure to make a first impression on a team that invested so much in you in general? Health aside, you know, they talk so much about your turnover history and everything to prove they got what they...
I mean, like I said, I'm approaching this like, you know, every time I approach, you know, each year, I'm just trying to get better and better each year. I'm not looking at what you guys are saying about, you know, the money, the things like that. I'm approaching it to get better. How can I get better this year? You know, what's my role going to be? How can we get better as a team? How can I help this team? Because it's not about me. This is about this team.
And do you embrace that reputation for the turnovers? I mean, do you gladly say that's my specialty and you want that to...
Yeah, I mean, I just want to be an impact player. I mean, that's what I strive to be. And takeaways are part of that. So whatever being an impact player encompasses, then that's what I want to be, and that's what I pride myself in being.
Jairus, when you were fielding punts, how does that help you also at the safety position, playing that center field, as far as being able to take the proper angle and catch the ball smoothly? Does that go hand in hand?
Definitely. You know, with depth perception, tracking the ball, anytime, you know, you get a punt that's, you know, going that high and that deep, if you can track that ball, you know, passes, you know, that emulates, you know, what a pass is going to be like, a deep ball, and, you know, and that's something that, you know, a lot of safeties can work on.
Well, you haven't been able to be on a field. You have been around your teammates in the classroom and all that. Well, can you tell us about your thoughts on what you've come to know from Kenny and Raphael and the rest of the safeties in your group?
Just, you know, they're a great group. You know, those guys, you know, coming down here, you get to learn about them a lot more. And they're just really smart, you know, both of them. What they bring to the game is very valuable, and I look forward to playing with both of them in the secondary, as well as Champ and Keenan and, you know, all the other guys. But, you know, those two, Raphael and Kenny, they're very, you know, special players and, you know, what they bring to the table.
Jairus, Kenny Vaccaro said that he looked at tape of you last year when you were with the Bills to learn about the position. What does that mean to you, and what can you help them with being a young player?
Well, that means a lot, coming from, you know, like guys looking up to me and stuff like that and watching film. But, you know, Kenny, you know, he has a lot of tools that, you know, are untapped yet. And I think that, you know, if you go back to, you know, what he played in college, you know, he was a kind of down guy, covering nickel slots, stuff like that. And in the box guy, but you know, he's coming back and he can do a lot more things. You know, his talent, you know, ranges a lot, and I'm looking forward to seeing him, you know, tap into that, you know, and which I know he will. You know, he's hungry to be get more and be more, as well as Rafael is, so too.
Some of your coaches have expressed, I guess, a reluctance to put too much pressure on you to kind of be the savior, to be that guy that's going to turn the turnover situation around. At the same time, I mean, do you feel that that's kind of why you were brought here? Do you kind of embrace the that you can be the person that takes the defense to the next level?
You know, like I said, it's not about me. It's about our team. And I look forward to being, you know, making an impact on this defense. That's what I look forward to doing, you know, and whatever, you know, wherever that falls, whatever category that is, that's what I look forward to doing.
Jared's learning, though.
Talking about the Rob Ryan style of defense that was very attractive to you when you were going through free agency.
Yeah, I mean, having the ability to do a lot of different things and switch things up and not, you know, necessarily just be statues out there, that's huge. You know, that confuses a lot of offenses and that creates a lot of opportunities for people to make plays. A lot of movement and confusion. So that's a great thing that you have if you have a coordinator that you know, that utilize those things.
Growing up in an NFL household, did you learn any tricks of the trade? Your dad being an all-pro cornerback, as far as did he get out of the way or did he give you a few pointers? Or we'll talk about that relationship.
He kind of just got out the way. You know, he coaches when I ask. You know, when I go to him, you know, he'll give me pointers. But for the most part, he let me grow up and learn and let me do my thing and figure it out. But, you know, he's always there if I have questions, yeah.
Do you plan to be in the Black and Gold scrimmage on Saturday? Is that a timetable goal for you? And if not that, perhaps the first preseason game?
Yeah, that's, you know, those aren't questions for me. Those are questions for Sean, Coach Payton. You know, that's what they're going to do. And I'm just prepared for whatever they ask me to do, you know, in this process of getting back. So
this stretch that you're finally getting past, has this been easy because you knew this was how it was going to go? You knew you were going to be out for a period of several weeks? Or has it been aggravating at times?
It's been frustrating, like I said. You always want to be on the field. That's what, you know, that's what I do. And you want to practice, get better. That's the only way you get better is being out there. So obviously it's been frustrating, but I know it's something that I need to do, like I mentioned earlier, too. You don't want to rush things, and then, you know, you have a setback, and that, you know, messes things up, too. So
when were you able to start working out after the surgery? And start conditioning?
It was whatever the time frame was within, you know, the protocol. I don't know exactly the timetable, the date, but
that way.
Has it been a while since you returned to punt?
Pardon me?
Has it been a while since you were back fielding punts?
Not too long. I mean, I did a little bit in Buffalo, a little bit. But, yeah, it's the last time I did it, you know, consistently was probably college. So, yeah, I guess.
It's fun to kind of get back there.
Of course, yeah.
Are you campaigning? I mean, do you want
to? I'm just campaigning. Like I said, however I can make an impact on this team, I'm available, however they want to use me.
It's a quarterback, right?
No, not that.